This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Taliban insurgents Wednesday captured airports in the Afghan provinces of Herat and Kunduz as they consolidated control, and U.S. troops complete their withdrawal from Afghanistan by the end of the month. The Taliban also say they are in full control of 9 provincial capitals and closing in on others. The recent Taliban offensive has seen the insurgent group seize control of Afghanistan's border crossings with Turkmenistan, Iran, and one of 5 regular trade and travel routes with Pakistan. Afghan security forces have been struggling to stem rapid Taliban gains, which have shocked the U.S.-backed government and its international backers. Meantime, senior Afghan officials are in Doha for an international conference which will discuss the Taliban's blitz across Afghanistan. Abdullah Abdullah heads the Afghan government's Reconciliation Council and is among one of the officials who will attend Thursday's talks. Ahead of the meeting, a Taliban political office spokesperson reported through Al Jazeera television that if the Afghan government wants to further go down the political path and solve the problems through dialogue, we are ready. While the capital of Kabul itself has not been directly threatened in the advance, the stunning speed of the offensive raises questions of how long the Afghan government can maintain its control of the slithers of the country it has left. Zambians head to the polls Thursday to choose a new president, parliament, and local representatives in a general election that analysts say will be a test for one of Africa's pillars of democracy. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Sudan's civilian cabinet has resolved to turn former President Omar al-Bashir and other ex-officials over to the International Criminal Court to face multiple charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, according to a statement obtained by VOA from the Sudan News Agency. Several news organizations reported that the handover of the court will take place, but no timetable was reported. The ICC issued arrest warrants in 2009 and 10 for Bashir, accusing him of masterminding atrocities in his campaign to crush a revolt in the western region of Darfur. The democratic makeup of the United States is changing rapidly, with a new report Thursday on the 2020 census expected to show that minorities accounted for all of America's population growth in the last decade, and that for the first time, the number of whites in the country has declined. The Census Bureau in April said the once every 10 years population count showed the U.S. had 331.4 million residents in 2020 and grew by just over 4, make that 7% since 2010. Some demographers say whites could still be the largest single group in 2014, but will likely be outnumbered by a mix of other racial groups, including Latinos, blacks, Asian Americans, and others. Half of more of the population growth among U.S. minorities in the last decade came from Hispanics, who have doubled their share of the country's population over the last 3 decades. Algeria begins 3 days of national mourning Thursday in honor of 65 people, including 28 soldiers who died from wildfires in the country's Berber region. Dozens of fires began scorching forest regions in the mountainsides of Berber on Monday, destroying homes and animals that provided a livelihood for those who lived there. The Prime Minister and Interior Minister both said earlier this week that arson was suspected in the fires, despite a heat wave and high winds, that is, fanning the flames. New Zealand, which has completely stamped out the coronavirus, plans to cautiously reopen its borders to international travelers early next year. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the government planned to follow the advice of experts and maintain the elimination strategy. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. We'll be right back.